So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Hichrik es esichuch min adfana shlesha tvachim psula. If the schach was three tvachim from the wall, it's possible. Bayis shenifchas vesichuch agabav. Im yesh min akoyis lesichuch arba ames psula. If the roof of a house had a hole and schach was placed over it. If the distance from the schach to the wall is 4 amas, the sukkah is possible. Rashi explains that if it's less than 4 amas, the sukkah would be kosher, because the halacha l'mishum esina teaches the rule of deifin akuma, a bent wall. The schach posel on the sides of the roof are considered an extension of the wall, as if the wall bends and reaches the edge of the schach. Rashi also adds that even if the sides of the roof are made of materials that are valid for schach, it is still schach posel because of ta'asa v'loy min ha'asui. The Mishnah gives two more examples of deifin akuma. V'chein chatzer shehimu kefes achsadra, a courtyard that is surrounded with porches, which are schach posel, and he puts schach kosher over the courtyard. If the porches are less than 4 amas wide, it would be a kosher sukkah based on deifin akuma. The porches are considered part of the wall. Also, sukkah gedayla, shekufua bedavar she'imasachem bay. Im yesh tacht of 4 amas psula, a large sukkah that was surrounded by material unfit for schach. If it's 4 amas wide, the sukkah is posel. If less than 4 amas, the sukkah is kosher based on deifin akuma. The Gemara begins by explaining why we need three examples of deifin akuma. If we had only learned the case of the house that had a hole in the roof, we would have said deifin akuma works there because the walls were built for the house. But in the courtyard, the walls were not built for the porches, so maybe deifin akuma wouldn't work. We're told that it does. If we had only been taught these two cases, we would have said deifin akuma works because the material being used is valid schach. But in the third case, even the material is invalid, and maybe deifin akuma doesn't work. We're told that it does. Tzricha, this is why we need all three examples. The Gemara goes into more detail about the size of open space or invalid schach. Rabbi heard the students of Rav saying in their Rebbe's name, Aver paisel b'shleisha, schach pasel paisel barba. A gap of empty space in the schach invalidates the sukkah at a width of 3 tvachim, and a section of invalid schach invalidates at a width of 4 tvachim. Rabbi, however, holds, schach pasel paisel b'arba amas. A section of invalid schach invalidates the sukkah only at a width of 4 amas. Rabbi questioned the Talmidim of Rav from our Mishnah, where it seems that Aver indeed invalidates at 3 tvachim, but schach posel invalidates only at 4 amas, not tvachim. The answer that Rav and Shmuel both said that the Mishnah is talking about where the invalid schach has been hatzad, on the side next to the wall, and it's kasha up to 4 amas based on deifin akuma, but be'emtza, in the middle of the sukkah, it's posel even at 4 tvachim. However, according to Rabbi, even in the middle, the shear is 4 amas. Rabbi suggests that this machlekes has bearing on the following scenario. Schach pasel pachas ma'arba, v'aver pachas mishleisha. We have two sections in the middle of the schach. One section has less than the shear of schach pasel, less than 4 tvachim, or less than 4 amas respectively. And one section has less than 3 tvachim of open space. However, these two sections combined are more than 4 tvachim, or 4 amas respectively. Is the sukkah kosher or pasel? Rabbi reasoned that according to his opinion of 4 amas, the sukkah is kosher. Why? Because since the shear of 4 amas is mentioned in the Mishnah, it must be from the shiurim of halacha l'meishim esinai, which are arbitrary. And kivin delei shovei shirai l'hadodei le'mitztarfi. Two items that have different shiurim cannot be combined. However, according to Rav's opinion of 4 tvachim, the sukkah is pasel, because since it is not mentioned in the Mishnah, it must be a logical shear that, as in other halachas, an area 4 tvachim is considered a separate rishus, and therefore, regarding sukkah, 4 tvachim of schach posel cannot be considered part of the sukkah, which invalidates the sukkah because of a lack of schach. So too, aver shleisha tvachim is posel because of lack of schach. Therefore, they can be combined. The Gemara challenges Rabbi's opinion that items with different measurements cannot combine from a Mishnah and Kalim, where different materials have different minimum size requirements to be subject to tumah. However, the Mishnah says that they can combine to the more lenient shear and become tamei. Rabbi answers that the Mishnah itself answers this question. Reb Shimon says they all combine hoyil v'ro l'tamei meishib, because they can all become tamei through sitting, as was stated in another Mishnah. Hamakatzei mekula tevach al tevach tamei. If they were trimmed down to a 1x1 piece, they can become tamei. This small piece can be used as a patch on a donkey saddle, and if a Zav sat on it, it would become Tamei. The point is, since regarding one halacha they all have a common shear, they can combine even regarding those halachas where they have different shiurim. However, There is no halacha where schach pasul and aver have a common shear. The above discussion presented Rabbah and Rav disagreeing about schach pasul in the middle of a sukkah, whether the shear is for tfachim or for amas. This was the version of Surah. In Harda, it was presented as a dispute between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel holds, schach pasul paisel barba, invalid schach, invalidates at a width of four tfachim, and Rav holds, schach pasul paisel barba amas, invalid schach, invalidates the sukkah only at a width of four amas. After several challenges to the opinion of four tfachim are answered, the Gemara asks from the following braisa. Schacha bin nisarin shel erez, sheyesh behen dalet, devrei hakol psula. If someone covered his sukkah with cedar boards of four tfachim wide, everyone agrees it's invalid. Ein behen dalet, Remeir paisel, Rabbi Yehuda machshe. If they're less than four tfachim, Remeir says it's still pasel, but Rabbi Yehuda says it's kasher. Umaydir Remeir shim yesh bein neser lo neser kem loy neser, shemanich pesel beinein ukshera. If the space between the boards is equal to the width of the boards themselves, Remeir says you can fill the empty space with pesel, any valid schach, and the sukkah is kasher. According to Rav, that invalid schach, even in the middle, invalidates the sukkah only at four amas, this brisa is not difficult. Each board is less than four amas, and they're separated by valid schach, so it's kosher. However, according to Shmuel, that in the middle, invalid schach invalidates the sukkah even at four tfachim, how can the sukkah be valid? Each board is four tfachim wide. I'm Rav Huna Breider Yeshua. Hacha b'sukkah d'loy havya ela shmoyne mitzum tzomes askinim. The brisa speaks of a sukkah that is exactly 8 by 8 amas, which is 48 by 48 tfachim. The yohav neser upesel, the neser upesel, the neser upesel, mehai gisa. The neser upesel, the neser upesel, the neser upesel, mehai gisa. The havil hu shnei pesolim b'yemtza, the kehechshar sukkah b'yemtza. He started from one side wall and placed a board, pesel, board, pesel, board, pesel, each four tfachim, for a total of 24 tfachim. 6 times 4 is 24. He repeated this from the other side. This way, there are two strips of pesel next to each other in the middle, for a total of 8 tfachim of valid schach, enough for a valid sukkah in the middle.